broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The lawmaker who's chairing a hearing on the January 6th riot at the Capitol says the U.S. Capitol Police's acting chief, currently, failed to understand at the time the threat facing lawmakers that day. Democratic Representative Tim Ryan of Ohio had some harsh words for the acting chief, Yogananda Pittman, today, saying, quote, "You took the intelligence and I feel like you didn't put it all together." Pittman was serving then as Assistant Chief of Protective and Intelligence Operations. Dr. Anthony Fauci says if a coronavirus vaccine is available, regardless of which one, make sure to take it. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, speaking to NBC today, said a third vaccine becoming available is nothing but good news. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 460 points. This is SRN News.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rec animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is still just late February, but we're still experiencing some very spring-like temperatures for the next few days and through the weekend. Today, I think the high temperature will be in the low to mid-70s. Dry during the daytime hours today, dry this evening, but some spotty showers possible by late tonight. Then scattered showers around from time to time tomorrow. Overnight low tonight, 52. Friday's high in the low 70s. Over the weekend, unusually warm for the last weekend of February. Highs in the upper 70s to around 80, both Saturday and Sunday. And the rain chances will be small. Maybe isolated showers here and there, perhaps. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
News is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedman.com for a free quote.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The investigation continues into a deadly house fire in Elmore County Tuesday night. Fire officials say two people died in the fire on Polly Lane off Dozier Road. Investigators have not released a cause for the fire. More than 240,000 people in Alabama have received both doses of the coronavirus vaccine. The Alabama Department of Public Health says the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases is now over 383,000. More than 14,000 cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. And a drive-through COVID-19 vaccine clinic will be held today in Troy. The clinic will be at the Troy Walmart on U.S. Highway 231. The Pfizer vaccine will be offered to those who are eligible to receive it. Visit Walmart's website for more information on how to schedule an appointment. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer. Give them a big thumbs up. Let's go back to the phones and go to Pam. Pam, thank you for holding.
Okay. Let's see, we were talking about the trash situation. And I think it started out, like, again, with a good idea, quite innocently. But basically what they've done is they've actually trained people to throw stuff in the little ditches, you know, where they come by with the little scooper thing and or the claws, I used to want to call it, and pick up trash and things like that. And they've just gotten people trained to throw stuff to the street. Whether it be your couch or whether it be your household garbage or whether, you know, whatever you've got to get rid of, it just ends up at the street.
Now, Pam, are you talking about in Otago County, Omo County, or Montgomery?
No, I'm talking about Montgomery County and Dallas County.
Okay.
Because that's what I see where this is going on. And it's like every day there's trash piled along the street. And I've heard a lot of people calling in the Montgomery area saying what I'm saying. And so, but it's got to be addressed, you know, with enforcement. And, you know, they have no control a lot of times of seeing who's driving by or walking by and just throwing trash out. So I don't know how they're going to get by with that. But they've kind of started a mess, and they've got to figure out somehow to rein it back in. Now, I know at one time, when I used to live in Montgomery, they would set up a couple of those trash compactor trucks on Vaughn Road, there, one of the schools.
Right.
Like on a Saturday.
Right.
And they'd have 2 or 3 trucks set there, and people would be lined up, you know, just bringing all kind of stuff over there. And that, to me, is a really good idea because, you know, if you've got stuff sitting around the house that does need to go somewhere, a lot of times you can just haul it over there. And if they had a couple of those set up at different parts of neighborhoods from time to time, I think that would kind of help.
They do that every other week. They do it twice
good.
A month.
Well, that's a good thing. But maybe they need to do it a little bit more often or something, but basically, like all that stuff going out to the street with the rollout can, you're just training it all to go to the street because they set it beside the can, not in it. And the cans end up staying strode out all over the place, and they look worse than they ever did. You know, you just didn't see trash years ago, period.
Well, where I live, it doesn't look like that.
It's not that bad, you say?
No, I don't.
Well, that's good. But I know there's some areas, like the guy I was talking about, with the speeders and the trash, it's just it just starts piling up.
Well,
just sit tight.
No, I've been sitting tight for 50 years.
I hear you.
I tell you what I hate is I will pull up to Five Points at Woodley and Airline. Someone will open their door, and they'll take their ashtray and empty it out on the street. Or they'll take a bag and throw it out. That drives me nuts.
Right. And in the parking lots of the grocery stores, a lot of times you'll see takeout, you know, food boxes thrown down on the ground, just where they sat there and ate in the car and put it right on the ground.
Yeah.
So,
well, don't think that's only happening in Montgomery now.
No, it doesn't. I there's other places it does, too, even over here in Otago County. So, you know, but it's all kind of stemming from just being detrained, so to speak, because we don't...
Well, it's lack of enforcement. It's lack of enforcement.
Yeah.
If you don't have a penalty for breaking a rule, people won't break a rule.
Absolutely. And one last note, and this is unrelated to all that. It's been... probably last week or so, a lady had called into you, talking to you about the CBD oil and putting it under your tongue, which is correct. Like one drop under your tongue is because it gets into the bloodstream. So that is the correct thing. And so with what you're ongoing doing, I would recommend that you get to something a little more natural to help supplement, you know, what you're doing to boost your body up to handle all of that that you're dealing with. And that CBD oil is quite, you know, what I've heard about it is quite miraculous. And but she is correct in that dosage. It sounds crazy. But again, if you're not used to dealing with the alternative medications and things, or excuse me, supplements, then things look crazy to you. But
well, first of all, let me interrupt you. I spent a long time at MD Anderson, and so homeopathic type things were big for me. But what I had a problem with is that he had a 2-inch by, he had a big tumor, and it shrank down to the size of a golf ball. And she attributed it to CBC oil. She didn't know that.
Well, it probably didn't hurt. You know, it might have been something.
It didn't.
Or
you can't,
Pam,
you can't say that. You can't say, well, it didn't hurt. Don't lead somebody to believe that it could help. I mean, this is my problem with medicine, is that don't just start picking things that are out there. Find something, learn about it, and then latch on to it. But don't just start trying everything.
Right, but there's, like I say, you can get guidance through some of the herbal practitioners and, like, wellness doctors and naturopaths. You can get some guidance from them on supplements and vitamins that actually will help boost you up to offset some of the side effects.
I'm all about that. I probably take more supplements than you know about. But what I mean, and so I'm very educated and knowledgeable of that. I just get worried when somebody does this blanket, this will help, because you don't know. Now, you show me some evidence of that, then I'll start listening.
Right. Well, again, just keep an open mind and try some things here and there, and I think you'll discover on your own.
It's not about having an open mind. You can go do apricots and try to cure AIDS with that. But people die from that because it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's a lot of things you've got to work. It's not just one magic bullet. It's several things you've got to work with. But I've said enough for today. Enjoyed talking.
You have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, you did the story about the medical marijuana.
Yeah, it passed like within only 13 minutes of debate on the Senate floor.
Well, they passed Senate twice before.
Right.
The House seems to be the sticking point.
And it's better than it's been before in terms of law enforcement and licensing and these sort of how it's regulated. And the commission doesn't have power to add any sort of new conditions that you could qualify for.
Who is the dispensary?
Who's the dispensary? I think they would come up. That is a decision for the commission. How they would license the dispensaries would be a choice.
I think that's going to be a point of confusion here, because CVS and Walgreens won't do it. Hmm. So you have to have some dispensary that feels comfortable with doing that. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens, is see where Alabama moves in this thing. And hopefully, UAB and some other people got involved in this, and they've got some scientific data that can kind of back some things up, because, you know, like I said, going out to MD Anderson, and right now, I'll tell you something, marijuana and cancer are synonymous. I mean, it's amazing. I won't out the person, but had this kind of older couple that was telling us about that smoking marijuana because of the nausea. And that's a sea change from where I was 13 years ago.
And I hope that whatever happens with this particular bill, I hope something happens in Alabama where UAB and other research centers can really get on board, because that research is happening other places.
Yeah, I just don't want it to be phantom pain and things that aren't definable.
It's the old joke. It's like, Doc, I'm having trouble. It's a lot of bad TV. I'm watching a lot of bad TV, and I got some microwavable food, and I don't like anything you can make that better, Doc. Bad TV, microwavable food. So, yeah, I get that people abuse, especially out in California. It was a joke.
It was a real abuse issue in California. Let's go to East. East, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello, Dan Morris. Hey, I'm on my way to Sweet Creek right now. I'm going to wave at everybody and say hi to the rooster that they've got caged up in the front, which I know there's a story there, and I'll have to ask Reed about that. But listen, man, how you feeling?
A little tired today. My red blood count is that way down.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I don't know what it was about chemo where you would get tired, I would get tired, and then would be up in the middle of the night. You know, I finally found out who won World War II. it was incredible, incredible. But listen, Dan, I'm with Joey on this reefer thing, man. I mean, if we need to research it, I would like for doctors to determine just who needs it and how much, and not all this hit and miss stuff. Because I don't know, I wasted a lot of my youth pursuing the herb, as you say.
Yeah.
And, you know, it didn't do me a lot of good, but I also know what it means to be sick. And I remember people in the chemo ward, you know, young guys, people a lot younger than me that were covered up with blankets, and they looked like they had just had all their blood drained, you know, and so I want people to be comfortable and to be treated well. So let's see what happens. But look, put my name in the pot for Sweet Creek, 1121.
You're in, my friend.
All right. And I promise if I win, then you guys will benefit from the largesse. Not that I'm asking for any special treatment or anything.
We just want to say the rooster.
I'm going to check on the rooster, and, of course, there'll be cookies involved. So what can I say?
Can't go wrong with that.
All right, my friend. You have a great weekend.
Thank you. Let me go to the phone. Let me go to a break. Sharon, coming back to you.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know, they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here, and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success, and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We are not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, coworkers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Is it a hassle getting your vehicle serviced? C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you work in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
License number 15033. While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Air Now Home Services are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Air Now Home Services on Main Street in Millbrook. For electrical, heating, and air, our big yellow trucks will be there. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Air Now Home Services.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to Newstalk931.com.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on Newstalk 93.1 WACV.
Devin Wings, 119 Brown Springs Road. Great Easter, spring, graduation, wedding proposal gifts. Wedding gifts. Let's see, listen, Josh. Devin Wings, coming from AUM towards Atlanta Highway on your right-hand side. Come on and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Great folks. Leslie is a power shopper. She knows how to get the most out of money for your purchase value. Give them a call, 334-215-3669, Dylan Wings. Sharon, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi, thank you. I've just called with a personal story about marijuana.
Please.
I had a very dear friend that was dying from stage 4 breast cancer. This was decades ago. And she was so sick. All she did was throw up, even though there was nothing on her stomach because she couldn't eat. It was awful. And I used to find some kids that hung out at a gas station, and I could buy pot from them, and I could give it to Sandy in the form of, you know, cooking. I could put it in with food that we tried to get her to eat, and it worked. She ate beautifully after that. She still didn't survive it.
Yeah, and let me tell you, I'm, as you may or may not know, I'm a cancer survivor.
Yes,
I was out at MD Anderson, spent 5 years going back and forth, and if you're going to pump poison into someone's blood, having pot is okay by me.
Me too.
But the key is you're pumping poison. That's different than saying I have anxiety.
I am not sure it's going to do anything for that. The thing that I thought was so amazing is how it helped her appetite.
No, wait a minute. You're misunderstanding. I am completely for pot and chemo, pot and radiation. Absolutely for it.
Because
what you're basically doing is you're poisoning somebody, and you need something to counteract that, and pot works. When I was at MD Anderson, you go into our apartment building where a whole bunch of cancer patients were, it smelled like a fraternity house. It's like a LZ, Led Zeppelin.
Well,
concert.
Without the stale beer smell.
Yeah, there you go. Roll down beer down the aisle here.
Right.
But I'm all, don't misunderstand. Those are two completely different subjects to me.
Yes, they really are. But I wish, I'm so very happy that they're allowing it because it really does help. It's amazing. So, anyway.
Well, but you're saying it's amazing for cancer.
Yeah, for my friend Sandy,
For chemo.
Yeah.
But see, chemo is only one thing on the list.
Yeah. Well, they weren't even giving her chemo. She
what
was
were they
just
giving?
Laying in bed. And she was just laying in bed waiting to die. Mm. So
they weren't giving her.
No.
Okay.
No. She literally was home waiting to die. They told her she didn't have very long, and her husband brought her home so she could be with the family. Because they were not giving her any additional treatment.
Yeah, it's called palliative treatment, non-treatment.
Yeah. So, But, you know, if she's got to die, I really prefer it not be from starvation.
Completely with you. I mean, somebody, if you're diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and that's going on, that is a completely different envelope to me.
Yeah, me too. So, anyway, that's all I had to say.
Thank you.
I just wanted to put that out there.
Thanks. So you have a list of what?
I could pull it up. It's 20 different conditions. I have to pull up the exact bill. You know Scott Adams, right? The Dilbert author, and he's very much in the Trump fold now. He has a very tongue-in-cheek, it's a bit of a joke, but he has a his drug policy, if he was king of the country, is that before, and we could figure out the age, but before the age of 75, he's going to be like Saudi Arabia. He's going to cut your hand off if you use drugs. But after 75,
do you whatever you want to.
Take whatever you want.
I like that. Can you lower the age a little bit?
Yeah, maybe. So.
Get down to 65, maybe?
Yeah, we could talk to King Scott about that.
King Scott, I like that. News Talk 93.1. Demo Show back after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they've forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Calling all parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles. Saddle up your little buckaroos for a day of cowboy fun at the SLA Rodeo coming to Garrett Coliseum March 18th through the 20th. We're offering stick horse rodeos, mutton busting, and a calf scramble. And don't forget our Western Festival that's free on Saturday morning from 9 to 11. Stick around for the PRCA Rodeo for plenty of laughs and fun for the whole family. Learn more and purchase tickets at slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is still just late February, but we're still experiencing some very spring-like temperatures for the next few days and through the weekend. Today, I think the high temperature will be in the low to mid-70s. Dry during the daytime hours today, dry this evening, but some spotty showers possible by late tonight. Then scattered showers around from time to time tomorrow. Overnight low tonight, 52. Friday's high in the low 70s. Over the weekend, unusually warm for the last weekend of February. Highs in the upper 70s to around 80, both Saturday and Sunday. And the rain chances will be small. Maybe isolated showers here and there, perhaps. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The registered certified physician is the page below that. We're reading the bill as we speak. Here we go. A physician authorized by the state of board to certify patients for the use of medical cannabis pursuant to this chapter. So you have to have a special designation for that? Physician authorized by the state board of medical examiners to, okay, that's good. I wonder how many of these people they're going to give that type of certification to.
Right.
Menopause is in their game.
Yeah, that's a, I think it's a smart one.
That's a catch-all.
Epilepsy has been shown to be quite.
Yeah, epilepsy, definitely. Particularly the CBC oil.
And then you said Crohn's disease can be real.
Yeah, I've got two friends that have that. One who's actually paralyzed because of it.
And anxiety, I don't think it's like, oh, I'm feeling a little anxious and stressed out. I mean, we'll see. But true panic disorder is actually a thing. So,
see, that was the problem in California is that, you know, doc, I've got anxiety. Well, here's a prescription. But that was actually the bud. And so this seems to not, if we can go back to the list, so we can clarify with the audience, is that it's up from there, I believe.
Oh, yeah, the how it can be administered.
Yeah, it's no weed. It's so you have oil tablets, capsules.
Or tincture.
You have suppositories. Can't wait. Nebulizers. Liquid oil for administration use.
Or a patch. Like a nicotine patch, but a transdermal patch.
Who's going to make that?
I don't know. I bet it's out there already in other.
Okay, so you cannot have raw plant material or any products that administer by smoking, combustion, or vaping.
Any food product.
Okay, this actually seems to be fairly well thought out.
Yeah, I don't know. I was asking off air. I don't know Tim Melson, the senator who's sponsored this the last few years, but he is a physician, I believe, an anesthesiologist. And I know they've been massaging this thing for.
And the other years. Physician is what? What type of physician is he?
Who was against it? Stutz, I believe his name. I'm not sure what kind he is. Honestly,
Birmingham Stutz.
I believe so. Look him up real quick.
Where are you?
Larry Stutz, yes. Veterinarian school in 79, and then he graduated the College of Medicine at South Alabama and began to practice, OBGYN.
Closely related. Menopause.
He's delivered tens of thousands of babies, according to Wikipedia.
Home pot.
No. Who's counting?
Yeah, who's counting? Let's go back to the cut so we can kind of move this along here. Lindsey Graham with Katie Pavlik, who I like a lot, on the southern border. He was just down there.
Know that you were at the border in Arizona last week. We will talk about that in just a second. But first, your reaction to this crisis that we've seen before now under the Biden administration.
Well, the worst is yet to come. The Biden administration's done everything but put a neon sign flashing, come on in. I was just dumbfounded by what I found at the border. The asylum seekers are coming again. So what happened in the old system? If you could get 1 foot, Katie, into the United States and claimed asylum, you would be processed in the United States. You would be released, and your court date would be 4 years in the future. Nobody would ever show up, ankle braces included. So what did Trump do? He said, if you come here seeking asylum, we're going to keep you in Mexico, and you got to wait there to your court hearing. Guess what? People are not going to pay $20,000. $1,000 to come from Central America to set Mexico for 4 years, so it shut the asylum claims off. They're about to do away with the Remain in Mexico policy. The word is out all over Central America that the asylum laws are about to change, deportations are stopping, and they literally have stopped building the wall. There's a section of wall near Nogales, Arizona, on the Mexican-U.S. border, where they have holes in the wall big enough to get tank columns through. The panel is sitting there waiting to be put up, but they just won't put it up. So this is a formula for disaster. It's a witch's brew, and the Biden administration is clueless when it comes to what they're doing.
Hey, really, this is cut your nose off to spite your face, is that, and this immigration thing is going to get worse and worse and worse. This is going to be a real problem for them. You can see how Jen Psaki is handling the kids and some other things. Now, Lindsey Graham on unaccompanied minors coming in. Listen to this.
The American people get very frustrated with this topic because it's a big, complex topic that gets politicized for elections, and therefore nothing ever gets done, and we continue to have these conversations about the crisis. And I want to talk tonight about what we're seeing right now in places like Texas with unaccompanied minors getting to the border in January last month, 5,800 of them. Let's talk about how they don't just show up at the border. They're not getting dropped off by their parents. They're getting smuggled to the border. Their parents are not with them, and then they're oftentimes, at least during the Obama administration, getting placed with sponsors who happen to be sex offenders or exploiting them for labor purposes. So now here we are with the Biden White House saying, we have to keep these people and these children in these facilities, which they previously called concentration camps, because we have this problem. So talk about the issue of unaccompanied minors specifically, since we're seeing that spike.
Okay, number one, word is out in Central America that the policies are changing. So during the Trump administration, we would take the unaccompanied minor and we'd send them back to their home country. We actually had agreements with the Northern Triangle countries that you could apply for asylum there regarding the United States, and you never have to come into our country. And we also had an agreement to send the kids back. So what you see is you see thousands of unaccompanied minors coming to our border, turning themselves in. We're going to hold them and release them into the country. 98% of them will stay in America. And here's the untold story. Most of them have family in the United States. This is a business, and the cartels are in this business big time. And a lot of these girls are getting abused. And what the Biden administration is doing is they're turning on the faucet again at every level, and people are responding, and it's a real tragedy in the making.
Can you imagine that somebody is sending their kids with a stranger to take them to America?
I mentioned this in passing earlier this morning, Dan, and I can only imagine that it has to be that bad where they're living for whatever reason. But that would be the only thing that makes sense to me. To part with your child, hand them to a stranger. How bad does life have to
be? Well, could it be that bad, or would the potential be that potentially good?
That too. Yeah, the upside might be worth all the risk.
Because if it's that bad, why don't you go too? I've been to some of these. I've been to Honduras and Guatemala and places like that. It's bad. But you don't send your kid. I mean, there's a reason they're sending the kids, and that's because they can get in.
Right.
And then they assume they're going to be working or with a family, and they'll send them back money somehow. And the question would be, how do they make the money? This whole thing is so screwed up. It's unbelievable. It was going so well, and then Joe Biden got elected. Lindsey Graham criticizing Trump when they are doing the exact same thing. Damn Democrats.
And many of the family members who are here illegally. But I want to talk about the Democrats' hypocrisy on this, because they've used some very incendiary rhetoric. The Biden campaign used this rhetoric to beat Donald Trump. Yeah. They use the compassionate argument. Let's play some of what Democrats have said about these facilities that the Biden administration now is using.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border. And that is exactly what they are. They are concentration camps.
These are like concentration camps, and I'm not afraid to use that word.
There are camps, and people are being concentrated. This is very simple. For 40 years before Auschwitz, we had concentration camps. What we're doing now fits very cleanly inside that tradition.
So, Senator, they're now calling the same exact facilities influx centers now that it's Biden.
Yeah, hypocrisy runs rampant here. So Kamala Harris, when she was running for president, actually protested outside of the Miami facility where they were holding unaccompanied minors. That facility is now open. AOC called the facility in Texas a concentration camp. At least she's consistent about complaining. But I just got back from the border. Mm-hmm. I spent time with the Border Patrol agents, the customs and border agents who secure our border and collect the customs and duties and protect us. It was miserable for them to be compared to Nazi concentration camp guards. These people are great, patriotic Americans doing the best they can, being overwhelmed, and to be treated that way is just unbelievable. But where are these critics now? Where are you now? The Biden administration is doing the same damn thing. So here's my suggestion to the Biden administration. Look at the Trump policies that worked, re-implement them, sit down with Republicans like me and see if we can fix the thing.
But they won't do it. They will not do it at all. See who this is.
And this is one of those issues that just doesn't fit the reality. Politics aside, the reality of what the issue is so complex that it doesn't fit neatly into, in my mind, any box. And I think it's why it's been... They not know you're doing a show?
It's, really.
But, you know, I think it's why it's been a problem for decades through multiple
administrations. Let me go to a break. This might be a cancer center here. I'll be back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union, and that means giving our members access to the cash they need when they need it. Think financial flexibility or debt consolidation. Think dream vacation or large purchases. Think quick online application and fast answers. At Guardian Credit Union, getting a loan is as easy as borrowing gifts. Think personal loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS 912-757.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Wow, welcome back. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up, Thursday. Starting to fade a little bit, but that's all right. We'll make it through. Let's go to the phones. Go to Randall. Randall, how are you?
How you doing, sir?
Good. What's up?
It was an operation that Donald Trump had started called Operation Talon. And I mean, it looks like Biden had canceled it, but the more you read into it, ICE ended up having to cancel it themselves because Biden ignored them. And they don't really, I couldn't really find if they ever made, you know, ever acted on the made any arrest under or not. But it's saying Biden didn't cancel it, but it was a majority just to go find the cows, you know, that's bringing the kids and to go after them and chop the head, the snake off at the head. And now it's been canceled out. But I just wanted to throw that out there for you.
Well, hold on, back up. What's the name of the program again?
Operation Talon. Like, you know, Talon on an eagle. And like, they're going to go through it, just plucking them out and put a stop to it. But I read into it deep, and ICE is taking the blame for shutting it down because Biden ignored them and they didn't have the funds, I guess, to carry on. And that just took a whole, you know, out of something just for the cow, just to go after them, put a stop to this, of these kids doing this. But I just want to throw that to you. And maybe you can find out. I mean, and I guess it probably don't matter now. It's over with, so. You can tell they want to, you know what I mean? They want this to continue on. And I don't know if you ever saw that book by Donald Barr Williams' dad called Space Relations, but, man, it's awful, Mr. Dan, to read that. And knowing that man wrote that book, he put it out the same year that Williams started college in 1974. And it's an awful book. And it tells, you know what I mean, just what they do. Like, they taking them for their sex slaves. And they take them from people who don't have money and don't have the family to come out.
Well, let's clarify this for a bit. Pop up to the very top of that. The Operation Talon was basically a deporting sexual offenders back. And it gets kind of mixed reviews of whether it was Biden and or other people that were there. But...
sexual
offenders. So in other words, if you were here illegally and you did a sex offense, they would deport you.
Oh, well, I hope they're already doing that. I mean, I guess maybe they're already doing it.
Sometimes yes and sometimes no.
Yes, sir. All right, it's been a good one, fellas. Thanks, sir.
Did you get the same thing out of that that I did?
Yeah, and it looks like it was a very late program at the end of the Trump administration.
It started in February 2021 or 2020?
Yeah. Well, it's not clear if it was ever even, like, really got off the ground. It was that, so it would have been late in 2020. It's one of those, the media ran with it with headlines, and it's not... You know, they haven't actually gotten to the bowels.
Nothing to it.
Bowels of the bureaucracy. You'd be like, hey, did you actually do this, or is this just a headline?
Let's go back to the clips. I think there's one more. Lindsay. The media changing their tune. They're the reasons we have the problems that we do.
Yeah, well, you mentioned where are the critics? Where have they been? Where are they now? They've been there in the past. You had Glenn Greenwald tweeting about this exact thing with the media. He said, it's not an exaggeration. I've seen more news articles in the last 48 hours discussing how complex, difficult, challenging, and vexing is the problem of minors and other immigrants at the border than I did in the prior 4 years combined. Wonder why. And this reminds me of 2014 when Town Hall, where I work, where I write and report on a lot of issues, we published some of the first photos from these initial crisis when it came to unaccompanied minors. So why is it that all of a sudden the media is changing their tune?
Because Trump is gone. Trump actually found a way to work with Mexico to help everybody. Mexico said, okay, we'll take care of these asylum seekers so they don't overrun your country. You help us. He actually had agreements with Northern Triangle nations like Honduras where you could apply for asylum there and not overrun our border. He actually improved the economies of the Northern Triangle countries. The criticism against Trump was over the top, and here's what's so sad and quite frankly dangerous. Biden is undoing everything that Trump did that worked. There's a disaster in the making at the border. If they don't change these policies, by the summer, there's going to be 1 million people overrunning our border. Their girls are going to be taken down these trails and raped and abused. And again, the Biden administration has done everything they can but put up a neon sign on the border saying, come on in.
That's where the problem is that because it's Trump, they just don't like it. And that is a bad, bad, bad issue. It really is a shame. Glenn Greenwald, somebody I really like, talking about the Tandon nomination and pass. Listen in.
Joining me now is award-winning independent journalist Glenn Greenwald. I don't know what's more insulting about Neera Tandon's confirmation trouble, that it's being blamed on her tweets or her sexism?
Yeah, or her racism. It's just the standard Democratic playbook. You know, I think it's really important to note, Laura, that long before she was nominated, the people who had the most contempt for Neera Tandon were actually people on the left, particularly supporters of Bernie Sanders, because Neera Tandon comes from the Hillary Clinton wing. She's basically a Hillary apparatchik. That's where she got her start, and that's where she, for years, had her loyalty. And so when Bernie Sanders ran in 2016 and then again in 2020, it wasn't just mean tweets. She was constantly accusing Sanders and his entire movement of being racist, of being misogynist, of being Kremlin agents. I don't know how many times she has called me an agent of Moscow. It's not mean tweets. She's just a vicious defamer. She goes around slandering everybody the way other people change their socks. And she's not so much a leftist as she is a corporatist. She spent the last several years raising money from Silicon Valley, from Wall Street, from the United Arab Emirates, one of the most oppressive regimes on the planet, for her think tank and then censoring her employees who wrote against them. She's really like the worst embodiment of Washington's sleaze, which is why she's earned so much enmity on the left and the right.
She has. And she threw down the race card today because she's a woman of color.
Mm-hmm.
Had to throw that in there. So Greenwald's going to be talking about nomination in her, I'm sorry, her strong arm tactics, and boy, were they strong arm.
That's an excellent point, and it's better framed, frankly, that way, that she vacuumed up a lot of cash at the Center for American Progress from big corporate entities. Those same entities whose top board members and senior officers in turn gave tons of money to Biden. So in a way, this is kind of a payoff all the way around, is it not, Glenn?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it's interesting to note that the chairman of the budget committee that has to approve her is Senator Sanders, who she spent the last 5 or 6 years viciously slandering. And he hasn't said yet how he's going to vote, precisely because his main concern is exactly that. I have friends who worked for that think tank who were supposedly independent writers at the blog that they once controlled. And if they would go to write about any of these corporate donors, she would censor them all the time. They prepared this huge report about the New York Police Department under Michael Bloomberg. And when the report was prepared, the entire chapter on the NYPD was removed by Neera after Bloomberg donated more than $1.5 million to the Center for America. She's just corrupt on top of all of her other terrible attributes. Why would you want somebody in government running the budget who is beholden to the wealthiest, most powerful corporatist interest? Obviously, that's who she's going to serve.
Absolutely, and amen to that, brother. So Glenn Greenwald is on a roll here. The instruction narrative and the insurrection narrative and the Capitol. Listen in.
Glenn, something else that we've talked about before with you involves what's happening in Washington, D.C. right now, tonight, which is razor wire, hundreds, thousands of U.S. National Guard troops, huge, ominous-looking fencing, and no sense at all that this is going to be removed, as far as I can tell, ever. And the cost of it is probably going to be about $1 billion by the fall. And what are we protecting the Capitol from exactly? What? They can't answer that question, going back to the issue we talked about before.
Yeah, I mean, that's why it's so important to them to insist that what happened at the Capitol on January 6th, as lamentable as it was not merely a riot, but an insurrection or even a coup, even though nothing is. Where is that insurrection? Insurrections don't happen for 3 hours and then disappear. They said there were going to be violent protests all over the country on Inauguration Day. A total of 9 people showed up at all 50 state capitals. They want to inflate these threats because the Democrats are in control of the government. And if you can militarize Washington, infiltrate groups, eavesdrop on people the way the FBI was doing on that day, including members of Congress. That gives you a great power, but you have to keep the population in fear, which is why they're inflating that threat and so intent on doing so.
They are indeed. James, one more of the demo show.
And God bless America, and I hope y'all are doing well. Dan, I hope you're on the mend and going forward.
I'm going forward.
Waiting in line to get an MRI as we speak. So,
where are you getting that done? At the Imaging Center?
I am at the IMI, Montgomery Open MRI. Just over here.
East Montgomery.
Across the street from AUM.
Right.
Then I've got to get an ultrasound.
Are you pregnant?
No, my physician have just decided since they're testing, they're just going to test. And they don't say, we want to go test because of you got to. They're just, I have a little bit of neck problem, and you know, of course, I'm not 25 years old anymore. So, I hope you're getting along well and progressing to be along with us for several more years, and so on and so forth. I have a question.
Sure.
For you. Correct me if I'm wrong. We have 50 senators from the Republican Party, and we have 50 senators from the Democratic Party. Now, in case of a tie, the vice president can vote. Now, why does the 50-50 tie or 50-50 make the Democrat in control of the Senate?
Because the vice president of the United States is a Democrat.
So that gives the Democratic Party control, even though there are just as many Democrats and Republicans.
Because there's one more Democrat than Republicans, because the vice president is the Senate pro tem.
Okay. All right. Well, that because I never did quite understand. She can only vote in case of a tie.
Correct.
That is okay. Answers that question, and I went to Sweet Creek.
Yeah,
and had one of those Cubans.
What'd you think?
I went to military school, so I'll eat anything that's put for me. But that was a good, and I do like sandwiches, and that was a different sandwich, but it was a good sandwich. That I enjoyed, and I like Reed. Always have. He's been, been a good man, and I'm glad he's being successful in his attempts. And I understand. Never have met his wife, but I understand she's a wonderful person. So hey, I'm all in favor of people having a great success, and I just hope I hope America can have great success.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Did you really enjoy your Cuban sandwich?
I did.
Okay.
I'm being a little facetious, but I do. I enjoyed it because of it is a sort of a different sandwich, and I do like variety in life. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to think the next time I go, I think I'll look on the menu and see and try something.
Highly recommend the roast beef and the turkey. James, got to go, buddy. Joey, thanks for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock for the Legislative Roundtable edition of the Dan Morris Show. Barry Moore calling in at the first of the show. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next.